Hello, this is Charles Carroll with the BBC News. The President of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, has said there's no room whatsoever to renegotiate the Brexit deal that the British Prime Minister Theresa May is trying to salvage. Mrs. May is on a tour of Europe to ask Mr. Juncker and her Dutch and German counterparts for assurances to try to convince sceptical British MPs to back the agreement. Earlier today, Mr. Juncker addressed the European Parliament.
This room, if used intelligently, is room enough to give further clarification and further interpretations without opening the withdrawal agreement. This will not happen. Everyone has to know that the withdrawal agreement will not be real.
Many British MPs fear the country could become permanently stuck in a legally binding backstop plan to avoid re-establishing a hard border in Ireland. Mrs. May cancelled a parliamentary vote on her deal, due to have taken place today, and acknowledged that she would have been defeated. The United Nations has launched a plan to support more than 5.5 million refugees from Syria who are being hosted in neighbouring countries. The organisation is appealing for $5.5 billion to help provide education and other services. Imogen Folks reports from Geneva.
Since the Syrian conflict began, 1 million Syrian babies have been born in exile. A trickle of refugees, around 37,000, have returned home this year, and that could increase to 250,000 next year, but it's just a fraction of the estimated 5.6 million Syrian refugees in neighbouring countries. Return is risky. Sporadic fighting continues.
At least 10 people have been killed in an overnight attack by a rebel group in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Local officials say suspected members of the Allied Democratic Forces attacked the town of Oicha in the Beni region, where they looted property and animals. The ADF, which began as a Ugandan rebel group in the 1990s, has been blamed for hundreds of killings since 2014. A Franco-German meeting is underway in Paris to counter the smuggling of illegal firearms from the Western Balkans. The French Foreign Minister, Jean-Yves Le Drian, said that Europol estimated that up to 6 million firearms were in circulation in the countries of the former Yugoslavia. 44,000 illegal firearms had been destroyed there over the past year, he said, but that was not enough. He stressed the need for tighter checks on the borders of Bosnia-Herzegovina. World News from the BBC.